This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Mission 25, a not-for-profit headquartered in Columbia City that provides recovery, prevention, and support services for people with substance use disorder, victims of domestic violence, and those at risk of housing displacement, broke ground Monday on a shelter it says will expand its capacity. The $5 million facility, known as Mission 25 Shelter Services, is designed to more than double the number of people the organization can serve. Mission 25 Board President Matt Shipman.
The plan of this project is to eliminate that facility and to build and create a new facility that's, you know, modern, expands our, you know, the ability and capacity to serve. And that gives people kind of an option for a transition. It's really a wraparound services focused on transitional housing.
The facility is slated for completion in the spring of 2025. The president of the Indiana Dunes Tourism Board has resigned. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the departure of Mitch Peters follows weeks of tension and efforts by some county officials to remove him. The issue stems from the departure of Lorley Weimer, the former CEO of Indiana Dunes Tourism, who left the organization in January after 22 years in the role with a $225,000 settlement, according to the publication. That settlement, which Peters said was approved by the Tourism Board and the Porter County Council, drew criticism from some county officials. In his resignation letter, Peter said the vote was a politically motivated ambush. A timeline for finding a successor to Peters was not known. Indiana's strategy for economic development and job creation has emerged as a key issue in the Republican gubernatorial primary, and the future of the state's still developing LEAP district in Boone County could be at stake in the outcome. Four of the candidates in the race, U.S. Senator Mike Braun, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, former State Economic Development Executive Eric Doden, and former Attorney General Curtis Hill, say they want to modify Indiana's approach to pursuing jobs, starting with changes to the agency that oversees those efforts, and including a reevaluation of the LEAP Research and Innovation District in Lebanon. Those four candidates said the Indiana Economic Development Corporation has been overzealous in how it's lured or tried to lure development projects. But another leading candidate, former Indiana Commerce Secretary Brad Chambers, is an architect in some of those efforts, including LEAP, and Chambers said he would lean into LEAP and similar projects in an effort to ensure that Indiana can compete with other states in attracting the highest paying jobs for Hoosiers. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, our Engage Indiana events take place in every region of the state. Discover when we'll be in your area at ibj.com/engage.
Tension between police and student protesters enveloped Indiana University's Bloomington campus in recent days as arrests mounted along with distrust in IU leadership after a change to a longstanding policy the day before the initial protest. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The protesters disagree with continued bombing of Palestinian people across the Gaza Strip and called for IU to sever financial ties with Israel. Counter-protesters supporting Israel have also been present. IU's actions have been highlighted in several national publications, including the New York Times and Washington Post. Governor Eric Holcomb defended police action, in which Indiana State Police have taken a lead role, while Democrats in the legislature called out the administration for trampling on free speech rights. The overwhelming temperature on campus remains high, and distrust in IU leadership seems to have sunk to an all-time low. Earlier this month, over 800 faculty voted no confidence in IU's president, provost, and vice provost for faculty and academic affairs, citing more than a semester of turmoil. Throughout the protests, several faculty and administrators condemned the university's actions. Police ultimately arrested 33 people Thursday, most of them IU students or faculty, for charges ranging from criminal trespass to resisting arrest and battery. On Friday, faculty led a protest in front of Bryan Hall, IU's administration building. Protesters stayed overnight in tents with no police intervention, but an additional 23 people were arrested Saturday afternoon. The protesters and their tents remain in Dunn Meadow as of Monday afternoon. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Ivy Tech Community College in Bloomington, and Naval Surface Warfare Center Crane Division have launched a series of free online classes to help small businesses and entrepreneurs use federally developed technology toward their own endeavors. A variety of technology resources and other government-owned intellectual property are available for public use, but various processes are involved. The online course is considered a beginner's guide. Participants will learn how to license federally developed patented technology, a process called technology transfer, and collaborate with a federal lab, scientists, and engineers. The course will also provide insight from entrepreneurs who have benefited from doing so. In case you missed it, Indiana Sports Corporation President Patrick Talty says he is hopeful Indianapolis could host the 2027 NFL Draft. The city of Detroit is celebrating significant attendance for the three-day draft, which wrapped up on Sunday and is expected to generate more than $160 million in economic impact. Talty says they are waiting on bid specs and direction from the NFL. If Indy doesn't land the draft in 2027, he said the city will continue to look for a bid in 2030 and beyond. Agrinovus Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, radio on demand.